What's up? This is crazy. I'm nervous about baseball and excited about the Mavericks just getting a W. But very nervous about baseball in the present moment.
Yeah, I know. This is a pretty wild game. I had it on my iPad throughout the Mavs game. I was pretty locked into the Mavs game, but now my full attention is on the Rangers game, besides this space, of course, but
But yeah, we're here to talk basketball, though. We're not Rangers film room, so let's get the basketball talk started.
yeah, appreciate you joining, Vinay, because I know that you're probably more locked into this Rangers game than I am. But I figure we probably should have started the space right after the game, which is why I wanted to start it now. But yeah, great win for the Mavs tonight. They're 3-0 for the first time since 2004, 2005. Hard to believe it's been 19 years since they were in this position. They got a 125 to 110 win over the Grizzlies, a game where I feel like they definitely should have won. Played without Kyrie Irving, still managed to win by 15. Some great performances by Luka, Tim Hardaway, and Derrick Jones Jr. played really well in this game. He had 22 points, so a lot to talk about. I'll give Vinay a second to share his thoughts. Vinay,
Yeah, I know a
what do you
lot of
think?
Mavs fans on Twitter thought that this game was kind of like an easy give me, but after the Kyrie injury news, I know Vegas is Vegas or whatever, but they had the Grizzlies favored by 2.5, so I didn't necessarily think this was going to be just an easy like slam dunk game, even though they had all these guys out. Like they're 0-3 at the time, they're kind of desperate, so they're going to be playing like really hard on both ends. And I mean, it just kind of shows what having a superstar that's by far better than everyone else on the floor does for you. It's as simple as that sounds. Just the Grizzlies don't have a star on their team, and the Mavericks have a super duper duper star. So I think that's kind of how the game played out to me. Some nice stuff on defense. They could improve on that end, and they hit obviously a bunch of threes this game that you can't necessarily expect every game. But overall, a good win because you're winning on the road and you're winning a game that some fans think you should have won, and you did.
Yeah, I mean, look, these are the types of games that good teams take care of business in. And it was tough to see that the Mavericks were going to be playing without Kyrie Irving. But I said it before the game, too, that even without Kyrie, just given the circumstances the Grizzlies are facing, no Ja Morant, no Steven Adams, no Santi Aldama, like the Mavericks still had more talent in this game than Memphis did. And like you mentioned, the Mavericks shot really well from three today. I mean, they made 15 threes in the first half, which is a franchise record. But I felt that after a poor defensive first quarter, the Mavericks really locked in defensively and, kind of treated the Grizzlies like a team with inferior talent should be treated defensively, with only allowing 25 points in the second, 25 in the third, and 24 in the fourth quarter. So this, I think, was probably the best defensive game for the Mavs. Good to see that they didn't let an undermanned Memphis team overplay them.
And I think it's good that they had their best defensive game of the season without Lively really playing like a lot of minutes because he was in foul trouble for most of the game. Even in the minutes that he was playing, he was kind of just out of rhythm. And for the first two games, I thought the defense was just night and day different when he was on the floor versus on the floor, and today versus on the floor versus off the floor. And then today they kind of just, I mean, there's still some inconsistency on defense. I'm not going to act like they're the 0-4 Pistons right now, but some positive signs that you can take away from these three games. Oh, Mitch Garver almost hit a home run. Sorry, I was kind of distracted.
Oh damn, I'm behind you. Oh shit, that looked like a home run.
My bad. My bad.
No,
But
you're good. You're
no,
good.
I think they're gonna improve even more throughout the season on defense, and that's gonna be the key to see how far this team goes. I mean, you've got two superstars, one super duper duper star on your team to, the offense will be taken care of is the point I'm trying to make. And if you can just improve little by little on defense, getting improvement from Lively throughout the season. I mean, we've seen how he's improved since he's been drafted from summer league to now. I think there'll be even more improvement on his end, and he's going to be a big factor to whatever this team does.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't remember what I was going to say, but I mean, yeah, the Mavericks have scored 125, 125, and 126 in each of their first three games. So, I mean, offense is clearly clicking to the level that I think we expected it to, and honestly, that they need to be. I mean, in the small sample size, they're a top three offense in the league, and I think they're going to need to be at that level throughout the season, to compete and possibly even contend. The contend part is really going to be contingent on the defense. And, we've seen through these first three games that the Mavericks have the ability, I think, to lock in on defense when needed. and really show the toughness that I think that they really lacked last season. But at the same time, they're still prone to giving up these flurry of three-pointers, have some, you know, defensive lapses that allow teams to go on runs. So that's really going to be the key for them, is if they can try to eliminate those as much as possible. Because we saw Memphis today in the fourth quarter, you know, they cut a 17-point lead down to 4 in what seemed like the blink of an eye. So it's like eliminating those sort of lapses, I think, will be key for the Mavericks. And if they can do that, I think they're going to be a lot better than we thought that they would be.
Yeah, and we're still, even with the draft pick of Derek Lively, the additions of Grant Williams, Derek Jones, they still generally play small lineups out there, and they kind of have to just because of the roster construction. All these guards and not as many big forwards. I mean, that's still kind of the big position for me that this team needs to address, is a bigger wing. So they're going to be still playing smaller lineups, and the defense isn't going to be maybe as good as it could be with bigger players, but I mean, they have to work with what they got.
Yeah, and I thought Derek Jones Jr., I mean, this is not a hot take, but he played his best game of the season today. And not only, I mean, yeah, the offense, of course, stood out. I mean, he made, what, like 4 threes in this game or 5 threes in this game? I'm just looking right now. He had four three-pointers, 4 of 6 from three, 7 of 10 overall from the field. But I thought defensively he really had his best game as well. I think in the first two games, his defensive impact, which is the real reason why he's on the floor, wasn't really being felt. But today I thought he – you know, he made life tough on Desmond Bane, as well as John Conchar, and Josh Green definitely helped in that respect too. So that was nice to see from both of them, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were in the group text talking about, I mean, we said some maybe not some polite stuff about Derek Jones Jr. In regards to his status on the team. And I mean, he shot us up because he was terrific from quarters 2 through 4. And his threes, he's not going to shoot like that maybe again this season. Maybe he will, but...
it's not something you can depend on.
Yeah, when your co-star is out of the game or not available for the game, you need certain players to step up, and Derek Jones Jr. was one of them.
Yeah, I mean, this is the biggest difference, I think, between this season's team and last season's team, is that the Mavs have a guy in Derek Jones Jr. or Dante Exum, players that on paper are probably towards the bottom of the rotation. Now, with the Mavericks, that's not the case, but that's who we thought that they were going to be coming into the season. But the point is that players like them can contribute. And we saw it tonight. I mean, you like I said, you may not get a 4 of 6 shooting game from Derek Jones Jr. again this season. But, you know, he's still a guy who can step up in games like tonight where you're missing your second best player. And if you get 20 points from him, it's hard to lose.
Exactly. And I think this game was even, I mean, they made it a 4-point game at the end. But really, I don't expect the Mavericks to be that careless with the basketball. Like the last 2 years, they were at the top of the league in terms of taking care of the ball. They were uncharacteristically sloppy today in terms of handling the ball. Luka had a few passes where, I mean, he makes that ridiculous pass out of pick and roll where he gets trapped and he just got – the pass got tipped a couple times or just got intercepted, but that doesn't usually happen when Luka does that. So I don't expect that to be a thing to carry on. And also maybe – I mean, they're playing faster too, so that, I mean, maybe they do turn the ball over a little bit more this year. Who knows, but – I don't foresee them just being a team that's just sloppy with the basketball like they were today.
Yeah, there were some questionable decisions, like that Tim Hardaway Jr. ISO at the end of the third quarter. I don't know what they were doing there. And then there was one instance, I think, where Luka tried to repeat his success of throwing a full court pass to Derek Jones Jr. Didn't work the second time around. So things like that, you know, contributed to the turnover count. But I definitely thought this game was a bit sloppier than we're used to seeing from the Mavericks. But I want to talk about some of maybe the unsung heroes in this game a little bit, because, you know, we know Luka played amazing. His, you know, he had another triple-double today, 30-point triple-double. Tim Hardaway Jr. also had a good scoring game for the Mavs, and Derek Jones Jr. we just talked about. Grant Williams was huge in this game, especially in the first quarter. He had, I think, 3 threes in the first quarter. Overall, he finished the game with 15 points. 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and was a team high plus 18. You know, he was just showed incredible toughness in this game, I think. And he's just so versatile. Like, I can't say enough good things about what Grant Williams brings to the Mavs.
Every game, my favorite plays of Grant Williams are not even in the box score. Like, today, like, he just completely walled up. I forgot who it was. I want to say Desmond Bane, and not a lot of players in the league can necessarily match Desmond Bane strength for strength, and Grant Williams is one of them. And just even when Jaren Jackson was trying to post up Grant Williams, he's not moving at all. Like, that type of strength, as simple as it sounds, is just something this Mavericks team hasn't really had in past years.
No, absolutely. His basketball IQ is very high. And, you know, we talked about it in the first spaces. Like, his ability to do the small things, I think, is really what stands out to me. But the fact that he can shoot the ball at such a high level, I mean, this is his second game this season of making 4 threes. I believe in the opener he was also 4 for 8 from three. So the fact that he can do that too, but just not back down from the challenge of guarding the toughest defensive assignments on the other team, like you just said, Vinay. He's just huge to the Mavs culture. He's a talker on the court. He's a leader in the locker room. And you see his impact, whether it's in the box score or whether it's not. So, I mean, Grant Williams was big. I thought Maxi Kleber was also, you know, he didn't start this game well. And I think we all kind of had the same thought in our mind, like, get him off the floor. But I thought in the second half he played a great game, made it tough inside on guys like Xavier Tillman and on a few instances, Jaren Jackson Jr. And then offensively, I thought he moved the ball pretty well and he hit a three-pointer. So that was nice to see. It was also nice to see him catch a lob from Luka. So it was for one – sorry, go ahead, Vinay.
No, I was just going to say I'm still – it's a little bit of a negative thought, but I'm still concerned about how much this team relies on Maxi, and they do. And, I mean, he's shown in the past 3 or 4 years a tendency to kind of wear down, especially towards the end of the season. Even today, even the first few games of this season, his shot already looks short. He doesn't even – he just doesn't move the same. And I know he had a good stretch in the second half of this game, and as one of the biggest Maxi Kleber fans, it sucks to say, but he's just not the same guy.
No, he's not the same guy. And I think one thing is he's just so hesitant to shoot the ball now. And when he's on the floor, like, if he's not shooting the ball, I really don't know why he's in the game, because he's not the same defensive stopper that he used to be. And tonight we probably saw one of the better defensive Maxi Kleber games that we'll see at this stage of his career. But, I mean, if he's on the floor, he's got to take shots when he's open. But, yeah, I mean, it would be great to see the Mavs rely on him less. But the reality is, with the way that their depth chart is, he's probably going to be counted on, especially on nights like tonight where Derek Lively had 4 fouls by halftime, I believe. So that's something that may happen a few more times this season.
It's not a full-time solution, I should say, and it's not something that I think Jason Kidd likes to do, but I honestly would like to see Grant Williams at the five lineups more. Like, I think he's strong enough to handle it for short stretches in a game. And I mean, if you need, like, something like tonight happens where Derek Lively's in foul trouble and picks up 4 fouls in the first half, that's something I'd like to see a little bit more. I don't, even when Dorian was here, Jason Kidd wasn't a big fan of going to ultra small lineups. So I don't know if we'll necessarily see it, but if you're asking me as someone with zero coaching experience in the NBA or any level of basketball, I would like to see the Grant Williams at the five lineup just a tiny bit.
Yeah, I think that would be good, and that is something that they should look into. I think the first few games have presented some pretty, like, huge matchups for the Mavericks, like, in terms of the front court. I mean, in game one, it was Victor and Zach Collins, and then tonight it was Xavier Tillman and Jaren Jackson Jr. So maybe that's what's had Jason Kidd shy away from, you know, playing Grant at the five, but I agree with you. He has the strength to do it. And he's been guarding fives in these games, so it's not like it's too much different from what's happening already.
Yeah, I don't know what other thoughts you have on this game. It was good win. Now we can extract our revenge on the poor Charlotte Hornets on Wednesday for what they did to us last year in those two back-to-back embarrassing losses that I can't believe still happened.
Is it Charlotte or is it Chicago on Wednesday? Oh, Chicago on Wednesday.
My bad, it is not Chicago. Good.
But the Charlotte game
for the Hornets will be coming soon. Hornets revenge will be coming soon.
Yeah, I had that game circled on my calendar since the schedule came out.
I hope Kyrie can go Wednesday. We'll see if he does. Bulls have way more shot-making with LaVine and DeRozan than the Grizzlies did tonight. I mean, Desmond Bane and Jaren Jackson are nice players to have, like, as role players and whatnot, but they're just not going to be asked to lead an offense. And LaVine and DeRozan are more capable than those guys are of leading offense. So that'll be interesting to see what we come up with to stop those guys and matchup-wise and all that good stuff. I don't think Derek Jones Jr. is going to lose his starting job after tonight, so
definitely
he's probably going to be in there again.
Yeah, I really like Josh Green as a starter tonight, though. I mean, obviously, if Kyrie plays, then I don't know how he's going to start unless he takes Derek Jones Jr.'s spot in the starting five. But I thought Josh Green had quite a few hustle plays in this game. You know, he, like, stole a rebound and you know, put it up over, I don't know, was it Tillman or was it Jackson?
One of the two,
yeah,
Grizzlies frauds.
One of the two of them. He also had some nice dribble penetration, I think, in this game. And defensively, he really played well, just chasing around guys like Desmond Bane, Marcus Smart. I thought that he did a good job. So that was
nice. Yeah, I regret not bringing him up earlier. But, yeah, I mean, I've always been a big fan of Josh Green, probably in the minority amongst the four of us in Mavs film room. But I just love what he has the ability to do, and I think – for a quote-unquote 3-and-D player to have the type of passing. He hasn't really necessarily showcased it as much this season, but he has it in him, and he has done it before in past seasons. To play make out of a 3-and-D role is just, like, super rare, and I think there's going to be more tapped into that, especially with the Mavericks playing faster and whatnot. I still think he needs to be a little bit better on – go ahead.
I'm not letting you slander my name like that. I've been a Josh Green truther since last offseason, bro. Let's not – I didn't want to talk about this game because I didn't deserve it. I'll let you continue.
I was just talking about the Josh Green trade stuff that we had in the group chat over the summer, and I was the one that defended his name more times than not. That's all. But
no, you're right. Point. You did. You were way stronger on the don't trade him. Yeah.
I'm just probably too big of a fan of Josh Green, but I'm a huge fan of Josh Green. Maybe not as big of a fan as Green Muse, but I'm still a big Josh Green fan. Yeah, but what I was going to say is I think his defense needs to improve just a tiny bit. I think he should be better on defense than what he's shown, I think, with his athleticism and hustle. And he makes those nice plays, but just kind of traditional staying in front of your defender type and not being super out of control is something he still needs to work on at this stage of his career. But, I mean, he's still only 22. He has a lot of room to grow, a lot of years to develop, and I'm really excited that they extended him. And he should be a factor of the role players around Luka for a long time.
Yeah, and I think that, like you said, this new playing style of playing faster really suits him and makes him more effective. And defensively, I feel like my biggest maybe complaint with him is just sometimes getting lulled to sleep on some of these ice situations where they ice and he doesn't rotate fast enough. But I thought the Mavs' rotations today were pretty solid, like especially early in the game, like we saw them really rotating hard and running after the Grizzly shooters. But like we said, it's just going to be trying to replicate that effort throughout the game. Because if the Mavs didn't allow 36 points in this game, like this would in the first quarter, like this would have been like a very good defensive performance for them. But you know, you see that 110 number and you wish it was a little bit less. But I mean, overall, can't complain too much about the defense outside of the first quarter and outside of that run that the Grizzlies had in the fourth.
Yeah, and I'm glad the Mavericks – I hate to be a Debbie Downer. I'm really glad the Mavericks won their first three games. Those were games they should have won. I'm not, like, you know, over the top or buying NBA Finals tickets off the first three games. Like, they didn't beat – I don't think any of those teams that we've played so far are going to make the playoffs this year. That includes Memphis. I just don't think it's the same Memphis type of team, especially with Ja being out, and they traded Tyus Jones away. He was huge when Ja missed games. So I think – I mean, we'll see how the NBA season plays out, but I think those three teams are going to miss the playoffs in some capacity. And, you know, I want to see how they do against Denver on Friday. That's a measuring stick game. You don't expect to win that game necessarily, but, I mean, that'll be the game that I kind of see, like, where this team is at this current stage of the season.
Yeah, I want to be 4-0 going into that game in Denver because, like you said, that's going to be very tough. I personally don't expect to win that game, but it would be great if they did. But at the same time, like, you know, there's two ways to, I guess, look at the beginning of the season, right? Like, the one way is, like you said, like, none of these teams are particularly good. I don't know how much we can draw from them in terms of telling us how good the Mavericks are. Like, the Spurs, Nets, and Grizzlies may be playing teams at best this season. But at the same time, what do good teams do? They take care of these games against inferior opponents. And let's be real, all three of these teams, talent-wise, are inferior opponents than the Mavericks. So it was good to see that they did that. It was good to see today that I think they played their most complete game of the season. And even though the Bulls aren't particularly good, I think Wednesday's game is not going to be easy for them too. Like you said, with all the offensive firepower that the Bulls have between DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine, who just scored 51 points the other night.
I want to make a quick note on our best player. When Luka's making shots like this, I genuinely have zero idea how you guard the Mavericks, even if the role players are iffy at best. Like, when Luka's just making these crazy shots from three, I don't know. That's a team that I don't care that they didn't make the play-in last year. That's a team that no one wants to see in the playoffs.
I mean, yeah, last season was such an aberration, and I think that was kind of my biggest frustration with the way that people talked about the Mavericks is, I mean, yeah, of course they had a terrible season, but I just don't see how you look at Luka's body of work in his career up until last season, where he was still really good last year, and come to the conclusion that a team with Luka Doncic is not going to be competitive. It's just not possible. The game is so easy for him, and it feels like he's gotten better this year with just how much better shape he's in. He's actually competing on defense now. I just, like you said, yeah. I mean, and when he's hitting his threes like this, like, good luck. There's nothing you can do about it.
Like, he's in the argument for best player in the world when he's playing like this. Go ahead, Rohan.
I'm not going to argue with y'all there. On the Bulls front, I think there is an interesting conversation about Kyrie and Luka in the offseason, whether can they work together? Or do they have too many overlapping skill sets? Do they detract from each other's offensive skill sets? That I think is, frankly, showing true for LaVine and DeRozan, because that 51 points for LaVine, I believe, came in a loss, right? Pretty big loss. Not to, you know, besmirch the opponent or, you know, get on a high horse. The Mavericks have won, like y'all said, three games against inferior competition on paper. But it would be nice if Kyrie is able to play that game. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I think Kyrie's health is probably the top thing on my mind right now. Besides the fact that the Rangers are one out away from taking a 2-1 lead in the World Series. So that's great too. Obviously, they suffered a couple of unfortunate injuries in this game, but it's not a baseball film room or Rangers film room. But I mean, yeah, I think, you know, the Denver game on Friday is really what I'm looking forward to. I don't know if there's any more takeaways from this Memphis game. I guess the question is, am I crazy to think that the Mavericks show defensive potential? Am I just like looking for reasons to be optimistic, or do you actually watch this team and see those flashes of where they're actually competing hard on defense?
No, I mean, what kind of defensive potential do you think they have? Like, where would you rank them in defensive rating by the end of the year?
I mean, probably league average is, like, I think maybe the most optimistic place for them to finish. Maybe top 13.
I think they could be league average for sure.
Yeah.
I think they have the ability. I think Derek Lively is going to be the biggest swing factor in that. Like, you know, like it's still a 19-year-old center. He's shown a lot in the first three games. Today was probably his worst game. But he's just such a different defensive presence out there from anything we've had in recent years, probably since Tyson Chandler. Like, just his size is probably his biggest skill that he has right now. And then he just has to figure out all the other little things. He's shown it better the first two games than he did today, but that's a ball game. Sorry if I spoiled the ending for the Rangers game for you.
Oh, that's fine. There we go. 2-1. We lead the World Series for the second time in franchise history.
Why do you have to say that?
I'm just saying, man. With the Rangers, I could just never feel too good about it because I've
we've all been scarred. Job's not finished till there's four. Absolutely. Job's not finished till there's four wins. But anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, I think the Mavericks can be league average defensively. I still think, I mean, great Derek Jones played well today, but he cannot be in your starting lineup by the time the playoffs roll around. And I think they're going to aim for the February trade deadline to try to do something there. But they have to make an addition in the wing department. Like, you can't – I don't think you can roll into the playoffs with this current group of wings. Even with the addition of Grant Williams, I still think they need, like a legit three in the NBA.
I mean, yeah, but unfortunately that may be hard to come by. That's basically what every team wants. But I agree. If they can do that, that would be great. I think – I would argue their biggest need, though, is another rim-protecting big man, because we've seen – you know, we've seen kind of what happens when Derek Lively gets in foul trouble or doesn't play. And tonight it was fine, but it's not something I think you can rely on, you know, Maxey and Dwight Powell to be that rim protector every single night. So that's, I think, the biggest and possibly most realistic need for the Mavs. But I agree with you. Both are areas in which they could improve.
I think we had a question about that. In the comments, I can put it up on the Jumbotron if you'd like to answer.
I mean,
Jumbotron.
Yeah, we could do it real quick.
I think Vinay already said foul trouble. But I think that second part is kind of interesting. From prior practices, it seems like Coach Kidd is pretty certain that he's going to get more minutes as the season wears on. It just really depends on when. As for what you saw tonight, y'all can speak on that.
Do you think he will get minutes? I mean, he started the game, so I feel like he will get minutes. As we saw in the Spurs game, the Nets game was a bit of a different situation with how small that they played. And I think if he had stayed out of foul trouble today, he probably would have gotten minutes given that the Grizzlies had Jaren Jackson Jr. and Xavier Tillman.
Yeah, but besides that, I don't really have many more takeaways from the game. Glad they won. Take care of business. On to Wednesday.
3-0, fine in the West. The only other Western Conference team that's 3-0. Actually, I don't know about that, but all I know is the Nuggets are also 3-0. Yeah, it's only us and the Nuggets. Everyone else is 3-1 or 2-1. So there you go. Well, yeah. Thanks, Vinay. Thanks, Rohan. Thanks, everyone, for joining the spaces. I don't know when we'll do the next one, but it's always fun doing these. And so just stay tuned for the next spaces, next podcast. We'll be back soon. Go Mavs. We'll see you later.